Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Joanna.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. All right, and let's take a few moments and just get centered and settled. So, wherever you are, take a moment, go inwards, come into your body. And use these next few moments to really come home to yourself and to your body. Inhaling and exhaling. As you inhale, really feel yourself. Really be in your body. As you exhale, take pleasure in your breath. Bringing the skill of curiosity to your insides. Noticing the way your diaphragm moves as you breathe from the inside, just being curious about that. Being curious, becoming aware of your belly from the inside. Noticing your heels and any other parts of your body that are asking for attention. And together we'll take a nice deep breath in and exhale everything out with a sigh, allowing your eyes to flutter open, bringing yourself fully present to our time together today. All right, so we've got a practicum call today, and I just want to tell you my plan. I wanted to spend a couple of minutes in the beginning talking about just sharing some business things with you. Some of you have been asking for more of that, and I know we cover a lot of business pieces in our Q&A calls. But I just thought I'd riff a little bit and share some things on my mind as inspiration. Because I really, everybody is in a different place with their business, with their marketing, and I really want to just continue to encourage all of you to continue to do outreach, to continue to be visible, to continue to market. So I just want to look at that for a little bit. And then from there, we're going to go into our practicum time. I've got a specific muscle building exercise for you all to play with that I think will be fun. So, business. I want to talk about marketing and not nuts and bolts of do this or do that, but just kind of share with you a little bit. Some of you, I may have shared this before, some of you may know this, but some of you may not know this, which is that for as much marketing as I do, and if you follow my newsletter and all the things, I do a lot of marketing, but for as much marketing as I do, even at this point, I still am not fully comfortable with it. I am still uncomfortable marketing. And I share this with you to normalize it for you, no matter where you are in your business, if you feel uncomfortable marketing. So just so you know, when I send out sales emails, when I do preview presentations, when, you know, we do ads, when I do a post on social media that's promotional, I'm feeling all the feels still, right? So I'm worried that people aren't going to like me. I have imposter syndrome and feel like people are going to think I'm a fraud. I go through my mind that people are going to be angry, you know, that yet another sales email is going into their inbox or, you know, whatever it is. I'm worried that people are going to buy and then they're going to hate me. They like me and then they're going to invest and then they're going to decide that what I'm offering isn't valuable or that it won't work, right? When we go to market, I'm also worried that the marketing isn't going to work. It's going to fall flat, right? So I have feeling all the feels. Even this many years later, even with the success that I've had in marketing, right? So that's the first thing that I want to normalize. I mean, I do think that there maybe are people out there who are not sensitive. I don't know that I consider myself particularly sensitive or empathic or whatever it is, but I think, you know, there probably are some people out there who just, this doesn't affect them and they just like can market without having the stuff come up. But it is not unusual to feel that. And I say that because if you are taking your feelings of discomfort as a sign that you shouldn't be marketing, that you shouldn't be doing outreach, that you shouldn't be putting yourself out there, I just want you to know that that's a false tautology. The one doesn't equal the other. The other thing that I wanted to share is that sometimes my marketing works really, really well. And sometimes my marketing totally flops. So I want to normalize that too. You know, it's not always going to work. And I've shared in here before when things have worked and they haven't worked. And a lot of times we're able to do a save, but sometimes we're not, you know. Even right now, I'm in the middle of promoting Sacred Rhythms. And it's like, it's not there, just we haven't had a lot of sales. There, you know, I think there are various reasons, some of which I can understand and pinpoint, and some of which are still in the mystery to me and may never come out of the mystery. But I share this with you also to normalize that, right? And just in case in your mind you're creating the false tautology of, well, my marketing hasn't worked, and then so therefore it will never work, to let you know that that's not true either. We can still market, we can still be visible, we can still reach out, even if we're feeling all the feels, and even if it hasn't worked before. And in fact, I want to encourage you to do that, even with both of those things in place. So let me pause here for a moment, just hear from you in the chat. If you get what I'm talking about, if you're like, yeah, I hear you, this makes sense. Okay, good. I'm glad that it helps to hear. Yeah, good. Good, good, good. So I want to share with you, there's so many different pieces I can share around this, but I want to just share with you a couple of like quickie things that really help me when I'm feeling the feels or when marketing isn't going well, that kind of help me continue on. Because entrepreneurship, it's a lesson. I mean, it's a lesson in so many things, but one of the things it's a lesson in is like continuing to come up to the bat, you know, even when you're like, what, why, you know? So here are some things that really helped me that I've learned over the years. The first is when I'm either feeling uncomfortable or scared, or even when things aren't working, I double down and focus on the deeper why. Why am I offering this offering? Why is it so important to me to put this work out in the world? Why am I so passionate about it? Why am I doing this? And what is the impact that I want it to have on others? Connecting in with your deeper why, you know, beyond the numbers, I need this many people and I need this money and like all of that, like, yes, those things are important, but connecting in with a deeper why is a way that can help dissipate some of the fear or the anxiety. So I really, and oftentimes if a campaign or a launch isn't going well or whatever it is, I can disconnect internally from the why. And I have to really remind myself to come back to it. And when I do, that's also when the marketing oftentimes gets better, because there's more of me and my passion and my heart and my opinions and my intention then behind the words that I'm writing or the words that I'm saying. Another thing that's really helpful for me, you all know this, but it's good to be reminded, is not to be attached to outcome. The second that I get attached to a certain amount of numbers happening, or this person really has to sign up, or they have to really love this, or that preview had to have gone, you know, the second, and again, what's the definition of being attached is making up a story about the future of your business or yourself based on an outcome. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't want the outcome. I don't want this many people to sign up. And, you know, like I keep that in my heart for sure, but it's so important to not get attached to it, to not make a story up about my future or who I am based on it. Because the second you become attached, number one, you lose your curiosity about what's going on and it's hard to problem solve. You lose your presence, your full presence. And if there's anything that I've learned about marketing, you know, I mean, there are outside cases on this, but for the most part is like when my presence and my energy is there fully and as clean as it can be, that's when my marketing works, right? So like, you know, and even as I'm saying this right now, because a lot of what I'm sharing is off the cuff, I'm like, oh, well, this makes sense with sacred rhythms. Like Panina, I just like did a bat mitzvah, you know, and the preview call was 2 days before the bat, you know, it's like my energy hasn't, I've done all the things for the launch, but my energy has not been totally there, right? So when we become attached to outcome, that energy, not that it should drain us at all, but like that life force energy that we put into the outreach, whether it's like a launch like I do that's, you know, to many, or even just what person by person by person, we get disconnected from that. Another thing that is helpful for me to remember with all of this is that it's not supposed to be comfortable. It's not supposed to be comfortable. Now, it's not supposed to be painful, there's a difference between discomfort and pain, right? We don't want to be in the pain zone. But business, marketing, stretching, which is essentially what being visible and doing outreach and marketing is, it's not supposed to be in your comfort zone. If it is, then you're not stretching enough, you know? And so oftentimes when I can remember that, right, or that it's not supposed to be seamless either, you know, for as much as I know that, I have to remind that, like, it's messy. It doesn't, you know, all the things, right? So that is really helpful too. A couple of, like I said, there's so many different things I could share, but I'll just share one or two other things. This is more like for launch. No, it goes for one-on-one outreach too. It goes for prospect calls, all of it, is the willingness to not stick to the plan. So the willingness to be flexible. So let's say you thought this was the message, right? You're doing your one-on-one outreach and you're sharing in that outreach, you know, to invite people into calls, like the message, and it's just not landing for people. Switch gears. Be willing to be flexible and try something else. This happens all the time. Just so you know, behind the scenes in my marketing, we'll try something and it doesn't land. And I'm like, okay, we're switching messages. We're going to try this. Or, you know, we have something planned for a preview and it didn't land. Okay, we're going to do this instead, right? So that willingness to be in relationship with your marketing and your outreach, to treat it as like a living, breathing, shifting thing that you're being present to. And then the last thing I'll just say for now, this helps me a lot with the people aren't gonna like me piece, is to remember that I'm only here to speak to and serve the people that I'm meant to speak to and serve. So what I mean by that is, like, I don't need to speak to anyone who's not my ideal client. Any of those people that come in contact with my marketing, they may not like me, and that's okay. What I'm putting out there, the invitations I'm putting out there, what I'm speaking, like, it's not for them. Not that I don't love them and wish them well in every single way, but my job is to focus on, to speak to craft words for the people that are meant to work with me and no one else. All right. So that's a lot in a short period, but I'd love to hear from a few of you what's important here for you. What are you seeing? I'd love to hear your voices. Corinne.
Joanna, this is so timely. I'm sitting here with Marketing Nights, my 7-week program. Face Your Dragon. And I have attached some stories to it, noticing that my goal is 75 signups. I have 12 right now. And I'm like, I can't make a living on just 12. And so I'm attaching the success of me as an entrepreneur, as a business person, to the success of this particular launch.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of recognizing that that's in the background. I've noticed that I've been, it was easier to promote the free preview that I had no problem with. But now that we come like time to promote the paid program, I have been silent on Facebook because it's like, well, what if they're not kind of like what I have to say?
Yeah. So I'm so glad that you're seeing these pieces, right? And so in terms of the first one, I think you're going to get more people, but even if you don't, that doesn't mean that you're not going to make a living. Like, I'm not worried about you at all. You'll find other ways. And it just means that this time around, it's less.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's how, right now, that's how I'm looking at Sacred Rhythms. You know, it will be disappointing if we don't hit our numbers, but nothing's going to fall apart. Right. No. So just that alone hopefully gives you some freedom internally and energetically for you, first and foremost, but then to actually show up for the promotions in a much better way. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Good.
I also really liked how you said be in relationship with your outreach, like the willingness to be flexible.
Yeah.
And I recognize that I've set, here's the plan. And now we'll just execute. And there's like, well, if I need to change something, I got to change the execution. And I feel resistance to that. And I really took home, like, let's be in relationship with it. It's like a dynamic process. Like, thank you for that permission.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good. I'm so glad those things are, you're taking them in.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's there's a couple of things that really stood out for me that have been kind of resonating in waves, even just in the last week or two. That it's interesting to see how things converge, right? One of them is this idea that and I think the way I heard it phrased elsewhere was, Your marketing isn't for everyone. Your marketing is speaking to your ideal client. And so people who don't like your marketing and who don't respond to your marketing, it's probably not for them anyway. So, if somebody gets bent about something that you post or something that you send, okay, they're not your people. And you can let that go. And that's a thing that I haven't always had an easy time doing. I actually found it really challenging to separate that, right? And then the other piece of it that was a really good reminder was like, the not getting attached to outcome, like if it doesn't go the way that you planned, it doesn't mean that it's all going to be shit all the time from here on forward. And I have that kind of fatalistic trap in other places in my life too. I don't know if it's an only child thing, like nobody else that you can ever blame anything on. So I just got used to like, everything is my fault and what it is now is indicative of how it will always be. And it just, I think my frustration is it seems like it just takes so much energy to keep re-presencing what's actually true and real and not keep falling into those. I love that you use the term false tautologies, like that this does not follow. This is not what this means. And it, like, I've been noticing that as I've been doing more outreach these last couple of weeks, it's helpful. Like the more I do it, the less scary it is. And some of it's even been fun and that's been pleasantly surprising. But then there's also in the background, that process of having to constantly remind myself of those truths. And I wish there was a way to fast track that. And I haven't found it. Like, this is one of those places where it doesn't seem to matter how much inner work I've done on it and how much integrating, like the part that wants to protect me from failure and all that. It just is a muscle I have to keep working. And maybe I just haven't done the right inner work. I don't know.
I can only speak from my experience. I mean, I think it has gotten better for me over the years. It's not that there hasn't been progress. It's just the next level of whatever the stretch is, kind of. But I will say that the more that you practice it, you will. You know, one of the points I didn't mention because I didn't want to throw too much at everybody is like, resilience is a muscle that you need to build. It's not just there fully formed for us, when we're born or when we become entrepreneurs. Like we need to work at being resilient, both on the inner level, like what you're talking about, as well as on the outer, taking the action and taking the action and taking the action anyway,
And not resorting to like, oh, okay, I'm a trash human because this person didn't like what I said. You know, that's
right.
That's the whole thing. And that depends on, you know, the day of the week and the day of the month and the phase of, like, it's all.
Yes.
Like sometimes you just don't know where it's coming from. So anyway, so thank you for the opportunity to share that.
Thank you, Kelsey. We can't hear you.
Sorry, I'll just go quick because mine was similar to Anne's. It was on that piece of your marketing isn't meant for everyone. And the piece that I took home from that is really the just be yourself. Don't try to be, I have so much practice in trying to be, say it the right way so that all these people get it. The more I can just be myself, the easier it'll be, the more fun it will be. Yeah, maybe it's, you know, more vulnerable. And so when people don't like you and you've just been yourself, you're opening yourself up a little bit more to like, oh, I was myself and nobody liked me. That's the scary part. But that's sort of where I'm really honing.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're bringing this forward. And this is something we can also, I mean, any of these pieces, we can always look deeper in as we move forward, if you guys want to have more of these discussions. But what I will say just right now is the being yourself part is, I cannot underscore how important it is. And even if we look at bigger brands, the ones that kind of have more personality are the ones that have these incredible followings, right? Like the one that just comes top of mind is Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Like we know what those two dudes are about. We know what they stand for. We know their whole, who they are and what their energy is. And like, that's why some people love Ben and Jerry's, you know, like, yes, the ice cream and also who they are. Same with Oprah or, you know, we could just look and look and look, right? So don't feel like you ever need to say it a certain way. You want to think about marketing pieces and, you know, this and that, but always the more that you can be yourself, the more that you can share your passions, the more that you can share your values, the more that you can share your energy and who you are, that's where you're going to find the people that are attracted to you.
And what I'll find, I just want to say two more things. What I'll find is if you do it that way and then you find the people that are attracted to you being who you are, then every week when you show up to your program, you just get to be who you are.
Right. You just work, you don't have to work so hard to be somebody else.
Right. And then I want to show one more thing. So after our symbols and dream work class, I got this deck that I think Stephanie had shown and someone else. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I did yesterday, I shuffled the cards. I just got it. I've done it one other time. I shuffled the cards and I said, what do I need to know about my Qigong class and my next program? And I shuffled and shuffled and I went like this and I got the daisy. And I don't know if you can see at the top what it says.
Be yourself.
And then I went on a walk and by Lake Merritt, and there was this big patch of like daisies that had just sprung up that I had never seen before. And then I got to my acupuncture clinic and one of my first clients came in that has never worn this thing in her life before, to me, was wearing a scarf of daisies.
Magic.
And then you start talking about being yourself. So anyway, symbols.
I would, yeah, I keep that top of mind. That's amazing. I love it. Nicole.
Hi. What really resonates for me is the presence. And I'm not feeling myself lately, being myself. And I noticed then I'm not totally present and in my marketing then. So it's kind of a struggle then. On the other hand, when I really am present, I notice my marketing works. So, but I get judgmental when I don't post because I'm not feeling well. So I take a break and I do that, but I get judgmental and restless because I can't force myself to be there. because then it doesn't work. I know, and you get more self-sabotage wheel.
Right. Like, and so again, like moving out of linear thinking into cyclical thinking, there are kind of moments where we're more present. Those, we should capitalize on those moments, do more poems.
Yeah, true.
Really be there. And then the moments when we know that we're not as present, just back off. Right.
Yeah. Because I noticed
that energy is everything. Like when I was talking about the presence before, just so you know, I mean, even though I had this bat mitzvah, between me and my team, we did all the marketing things, all of the emails went out, all of the posts went out. I showed up for the thing. It wasn't about doing, of course we want to do the things, right? But it wasn't about doing the things. It was about the energetic.
Yes.
Presence, right. So capitalize on it when you're in that part of the cycle. And then capitalize on the more winter part of the cycle when you need to be more inward.
Yeah, because now I notice when I'm not there because I'm not feeling well or anything, but if I'm feeling better and I feel present, then it works. So less is actually more then. So, but it's, well, in my head you get stuck because you get judgmental. Well, so yeah, the presence part really resonates. Good. Thank you.
I'm so happy. Inbal.
The main thing that stood out for me today is that it's not meant to be comfortable. And because, you know, and specifically onto you, I project like, you know, oh my God, Joanna's emails. And she's just like, you're just sitting there like, you know, just like writing your emails so easily. And I'm like, and it's, yeah, I'm like, I hate it. And I just like, you know, semi self-sabotage. Some of it was just like tired, you know, for this workshop that I did yesterday. Because it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so, it's not that I'm sitting there like, oh, this should be totally comfortable. But like, the extent of discomfort was, and just seeing myself like not do the thing. Yeah, it was not pleasant by any means.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there is, I mean, you know, hard to look at, but it isn't meant to be comfortable most of the time. And the more that we can just get used to that, then the more comfortable it will actually be. Cause it's like, there's just the discomfort of the doing the thing. And then there's the discomfort of seeing, you know, of judging the discomfort and shaming ourselves for the discomfort and then, blah, 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 right? So good. All right, anything else that anyone else wants to say or share about any of this? Okay, so then last piece, based on this conversation, what, I'm going to kind of leave this open for you to choose where you want to land in this. What is either one action that you want to take this week inspired by this? Actually, you know what? We'll do both. So what is one action that you want to take this week inspired by this conversation? That'll be the first question.
Can you ask it again, Joanna?
What's an action you want to take this week based on this conversation? And then from there, what's a belief, either one that came through this conversation or another one that is going to be required for that action? What's a belief you want to bring to that action? Okay. All right. Are these conversations valuable for you? Do you want some more business stuff like this mixed in? Yeah. Okay. Okay, great. Let's shift gears and do some practice. So here's what we're gonna do. It's a little bit different than how we usually do practicums. I want us to practice questioning skills. We just keep on coming back to the basics in our practicums because that's the building block of those are the building blocks of everything. And it's really valuable no matter how seasoned or not you are to come back and go deeper with them. So, but we're gonna do kind of a different kind of way of practicing questions. So we won't be in a big group. I'm gonna divide you into groups. And the invitation, and we're gonna have one group of three. So figure one person may not get to practice, but even if you don't get to practice, observing is very, very powerful. And I've heard from people sometimes even more powerful than doing the practice. Oh, Michelle, you might have to jump off early. So I'll put you in the group of three then. You have to leave in 20 current. I don't know how I'm gonna, I have to think about this.
Put the two of us in the same group. We can practice fast.
Okay, that's a good idea. So here's what I want the practice to be. Each person is gonna have 20 minutes to coach their partner. It's okay if you don't get through a full coaching session, but the rule is you would never do this in real life with a client, but we're gonna do it for this practice. The rule is you can only ask questions. So you cannot reflect unless you really, really, really have to, like you feel like you need it for context, right? But you know, I don't want you to do like a befriend your fear process and you know, go deep into the body. I don't want you to, you know, like share what you're seeing, right? So this is not, again, this is not like a real session. This is fun, right? Way for you to see if you can just keep on moving the conversation forward in deep and meaningful and breakthrough ways by only asking questions. And feel free, like you can take pause before you ask the question, because I want you to practice, right, to how you want to ask it. How is it going to be the most powerful? And really just flex that muscle. Do those instructions make sense? Okay, great. So I'm gonna break you guys into breakout rooms. This is weird. This is not being created the way it usually does. Inbal, did you guys shift anything on the breakout rooms? When for the cohorts,
I did not, but maybe Sarah did when we did the assignments. But it should be in a different Zoom meeting, But maybe the same.
Okay, thing. I just Mercury retro. Maybe this will. Okay, so I'm gonna put Corinne and Michelle in a room. All done. And then Anne. Oh, I have to add in a room here. Okay. Sorry. Okay, so I'm gonna let you guys go. And Corinne and Michelle, just keep whatever time you guys have. But first partner, take 20 minutes to coach and 5 minutes to, you know, a little less than five to talk about it afterwards. And then I'll let you know when to switch. So you'll have about 25 minutes, a little less than 20, like 24 minutes total. Enjoy. Bryn.
Joanna.
Hey, people are in breakout rooms. We're practicing questions. So I can either put you in one of the breakout rooms. You won't get to practice on your own, but you can observe, or you can sit it out, whichever you prefer.
How long will they be broken out for?
For the rest of the time.
Oh.
Yeah, that was our practice today, as we're doing it in breakout. We did do, so first of all, just before I forget to say, whether you want to go into a room or not, definitely go back and listen to the first 30 minutes of the recording, because I spoke about some business pieces that I think will be good for you.
Okay, yeah, no, I totally will. Sorry I'm late. I just walked in. I had to, okay.
Life.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't expecting it today, but I'm like, all right, now I got to go do X, Y, Z. So, okay.
By the way, I meant to tell you the other day, your hair looks so, did you get a haircut? It looks so nice.
Oh, thank you. I was just thinking I didn't want to be on camera right now because I didn't think it looked that great. But yeah, I did get a haircut. So thank you. I appreciate it. But I need to do my roots, but thank you.
I noted it the other day too. It looks really pretty. So yeah, I can put you into a group. We're practicing asking questions. And so the assignment is one person is going for 20 minutes and they can only conduct the coaching session by asking questions. They can't create awareness. They can't reflect. They can't share what they're hearing. It's just, we would never do this in a real session, but just to practice moving the conversation forward, and then they're going to flip. So if you want to observe, I'm happy to put you in a room, or if you feel like, no, that's fine too.
I kind of feel badly if I'm impinging or making anybody nervous now, like they're already in a thing. Do you think that would be a big deal or not? I don't want to disrupt the flow. Saying,
yeah, to just go in there in the middle.
Yeah.
You may have a good point. We're switching at 2:05 if you wanna in the switch.
Yeah, okay, I'll do this in the switch and I'll just introduce myself as an observer.
Okay, great. So just come back on at like 2:04, 2:05, and then I'll pop you into one of the rooms.
Okay, cool. I'll just run to the bathroom and I'll be back. Okay, great.
Sounds great.
Thank you.